Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Don't it up.
If you love reality, this is Big Brother.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Five pumpkin.
My ear is gone.
You're going to love the Real House Husbands podcast.
The Real House Husbands.
Talking all things reality, both on screen and in real life.
You will never believe what happened next.
Because sometimes it's juicier.
Who goes out of their way to go and say that to someone?
Get ready, because it's about to get real in here with your hosts, Tim and Rod.
The mortalist of them all.
Tim, Rod. You are the winners of the amazing...
Welcome back to a new episode of the Real House Husbands podcast.
Yes.
Our first three episodes have been insane and been received so well. We've been getting so many messages of people telling us how much they love our podcast. I know it sounds so cringe, but like we are seriously blown away and overwhelmed with the amount of support that we've received. So a huge thank you to everybody.
Dead set, guys. It honestly warms our heart. We've seen all the messages. We read them all. So thank you so much. We have so much fun recording this and doing this podcast. So if we can make you guys out there smile and laugh, that means the world to us. So thanks heaps.
Yeah, a few of you have asked, like, how can you support our podcast? And the easiest way for you to support us is by literally listening to the podcast. Listen to it all the way through. Share it on your social medias. Play it in your workplace. Listen to it on your drive to work. Whatever you want to do at the gym. I listen to podcasts at the gym all the time. So listening to our podcast will really help us. So thank you very much.
Yes. We are so excited because today we have the one and only reality TV royalty. Erin Barnett is going to come on and chat all things trolls. You guys will probably remember Erin from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We fell in love with her on the show. She's been in Love Island, Beauty and the Geek. And Erin is massive on Insta. I'm just looking at her Insta now. She has 500,000 followers.
Yeah, well, look at her. She's ludicrous. A stunner.
She is a stunner, mate. Eh? But the thing we love about Erin is she's not as beautiful. She rips trolls to shreds.
Yeah, you would literally never pick it. Like, you look at her and you'd be like, oh, sweet, innocent, beautiful darling. But then you're like, she's like, people like call her like fake and like, oh, you're still plastic. And she's like, fuck off, bitch.
She is dead set, the definition of a savage. And some of the stuff she goes after her trolls with, it's a mic drop moment, isn't it? It's like, no one does it better. And we have so much respect for her because I think we obviously get trolled, but we just don't know how to be as savage as Erin. So we're excited to chat with her and get some tips and tricks on how to rip those trolls to shreds.
Yeah, we're going to play a bit of a game with her later on where we're going to get her to troll our trolls. So it should be rather interesting.
So don't miss that. We can't wait to chat with Erin.
Now, let me take you back to the Christmas before last, where we experienced what I would say is one of the most hectic reality TV worthy moments of our lives.
Mate, 1,000,000%. We were at our favorite place in the world. We were at a caravan park in Port Stephens doing what we love to do the most.
Drinking.
Legit drinking. We had our esky fully stocked with bevvies on our favorite beach in the entire world, listening to our favorite music in the entire world. And then, oh my God, we came to the realization that we've drank all our drinks. We have an empty esky.
That's a dilemma for us. Yes. But trust me, we have more back at the cabin.
We need to get our asses back to this caravan park ASAP and restock this esky. So that's exactly what we did.
Now, let me tell you what we look like here, because this has a bit of importance to this story.
Mate, we looked iconic.
We did, but like typical almost like straight boys, I reckon.
Oh, we kind of did have a little straighty boy vibe.
Yeah,
didn't we?
Like, we had our hats on backwards. We had like Hawaiian shirts.
Love those shirts.
Trying to like show a little bit of bud. Yes. Buddy, oddy, oddy. But then we had our speedos on, like Dickies, Budgie Smugglers, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And we decided, hey, let's
quickly go back, grab some more drinks, stock the esky. So we grabbed one side of the esky each and away we went.
And let me paint a picture for you of where we were. We were obviously in a caravan park, but for those of you who have never been to a caravan park before, the vibe and the energy is absolutely incredible.
It's always amazing. Everyone's got a drink in their hand. Everyone's a little bit lit for the second they get there.
Everyone is so goddamn happy. They are literally grinning from ear to ear. Everyone's best mates with everyone.
Chatting to everyone.
Literally the best energy ever. Yeah. Like, it is dead set contagious. We were living our true Christmas holiday fantasy, walking through this caravan park, ready to restock our esky, ready to get our asses back to the beach and party the night away, to be honest.
Yes, but that's where this story takes a little bit of a negative twist.
Oh.
Like, you will not believe the next part of this story. As we're walking through the caravan park, we notice this family, which I would say is pretty standard sort of family, Tim.
Stock standard family. You had your mom, your dad, you had your few kids sitting around a caravan, just chilling. It was just your stereotypical, or what we thought, stereotypical
Aussie family.
But what caught our eye was she was looking over in our direction. It's so hard to explain because she had like a smile on her face.
But a little bit judgy or something.
A little bit judgy, a little bit look of disgust, a little bit. It was just so hard to read. And when I think back to this moment, I get so enraged because we obviously know what's about to happen. And I'm starting to get angry. I feel like I'm going to snap this microphone. Like,
oh, please don't. It's expensive. Yes. You're like tearing up a little bit here, Tim.
Yes. A bit hot under the collar, but you will never believe what happened next. This lady, this mother, may I add, got up, walked away from her kids and towards us, stood right in front of us, and then had the audacity to say...
She said to us, if you guys dress like that, people around here are going to think you are homos.
Yes. She literally said that. That it still shocks me. And she had a smile on her face. She was obviously thought she was being funny. She had no idea that we were two proud gay men, and we were actually engaged at the time, about to get married on that exact beach that we'd been chilling on, One Mile Beach, our favorite beach in the world. We were shell-shocked. We looked at each other and could not believe what this lady had just said to us.
Like, literally, like, regardless of who you are or what you're looking at, who goes out of their way to go and say that to someone? But this is where the story even gets a little bit worse, because we've put the esky down. Again, remember, we're a little bit lit here too, so we're probably a little bit sensitive.
Yeah.
And we've like made eye contact with each other, then looked at her and said, have you got a problem with that? And then her response infuriated us even more.
Blew our minds. Literally, she looked us up and down another time and she got on the defensive, to be honest,
I think a light bulb moment happened and she realized, oh my gosh, I just called these homos.
She was shocked. We were shocked. Then she had the audacity to say, oh, I support you guys. I just don't agree with your lifestyle. Like, are you kidding me? That is the biggest backhanded compliment.
It's like, I love you and I hate you at the same time.
That is literally, I don't even know what you call that. It is just disgusting.
Because she continued on as well and said things like how she doesn't think that we should show affection in front of children.
How dare we do this in front of her kids? Are you kidding? We're walking. We were both holding an esky. We had Dickies on and a Hawaiian shirt. Okay, it's like, love, if we were making out and having sex in front of your family, butt naked, exactly, maybe come and say that to us, but we were just walking.
But she didn't even
think
we were gay to start with, so that's the bit that really infuriated us.
A caravan park, we're being ourselves, and that's what infuriates me the most, is because we were just wearing what we normally wear, doing what we normally do, literally being ourselves, and then she was to jump to the conclusion to judge us so quickly and so viciously is disgusting.
But she was right that we're gay.
She hit the nail on the head, so we'll give her that one. But
it did really get us thinking. Obviously, we've come off the back of a reality TV show and we've received some trolls.
A lot of trolls. We get hate in the daily.
Mm-hmm. But when you think of a troll, I think of like some like geeky dude loner in a basement somewhere with no followers, blank profile, literally just going to people's accounts and sending them hate. Like, who cares?
I think of that as well. But the scary thing is, and what we've grown to learn, is that there is trolls not just on the internet. And there is trolls that don't just fit that cookie cutter stereotype of that dweeby little kid at home by himself with no followers and a fake profile. Trolls can be anyone and everyone. And in this instance, a grown-ass adult with children.
Like, you would never expect the mum in the caravan park to be the troll. But as we've noticed firsthand, when we click onto some of the profiles of people who tell us to go hang ourselves or that we're sick in the head or we're going to hell or whatever, a lot of the time, unfortunately, it is those mums with kids who are supposed to be sending a message of like love and acceptance, yes. which is disgusting.
Well, long story short, trolls are everywhere. And there is one person that jumps to mind whenever we speak about trolls. It is the one, the only, the Erin Barnett. She is a reality TV royalty. She's been on Beauty and the Geek. She was on Love Island. She's been in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She's incredible and she deals with trolls all the time and she does it so goddamn well.
So Erin is coming up next and she's going to help us on how to deal with our trolls. Coming up next on the
Real House Husbands the podcast. Stay tuned.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Our next guest is literally the queen of reality TV. She's dead set, our icon, and we love her to bits, and we're so excited to be chatting with her.
You may remember her from Beauty and the Geek, Love Island, and most recently on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Yes. Welcome our next guest, Erin Barnett.
Yes. Hi, guys. Yes.
Thank you so much, Erin, for coming on and chatting with us.
No, guys, I'm so keen for this.
Yes, we are so excited to be chatting with you. And one thing that we love about you the most is you are dead set, not only the queen of reality TV, you are also the queen of dealing with trolls.
Oh, thank you very much.
We are obsessed with your pop-offs and your rants. They are so iconic and we get inspired by them because, I don't know, I'm not going to lie, ours are pretty rubbish. So we want to get your tips and tricks on how to deal with trolls.
Oh, look, I'm actually so glad you said that because, yes, your rants aren't the greatest. Like, they're very nice. Like, I actually feel like I'm being complimented while I'm watching your rants about someone. I'm like, guys, get into it. Get angry.
The funny thing is, Erin, in real life, if someone was to say the sort of things that we say, like, that we get online, we would absolutely lose it and absolutely give it back. But online, we're like, we probably should be a professional. Like, we've come off a TV show. Like, oh, no.
Oh, no. And then here I am just like calling people the C word and tagging their name.
We love it. But we want to know, Erin, like, what makes you pop off the most? Like, is there something that these trolls come at you with that you just enrages you to the absolute core?
Oh, do you know what? It's just, I don't know. Sometimes the other day, a while ago, I'm not sure if you saw, I end up going on a massive rant about diabetes and a scone because people got so offended. I just said, oh, like diabetes on a plate. And someone was like, my uncle died of diabetes. I'm like, what the fuck? That has nothing to do with my scone.
Oh my gosh. You can't say anything these days. Hey, like you talk about a scone and you got like burnt online.
The sky's blue and you get ripped to shreds.
Oh my God, I know. And like people just come at you and sometimes I laugh at their comebacks because some of them are really good and I think that was good. And then and then other times they're so embarrassing. I think, you know what, I'm just going to embarrass you publicly now.
Yes,
I love that.
We love it.
The thing is, one thing that we've noticed recently is that the trolls aren't just these nerdy, geeky losers. Like you put something up on Insta the other day and you said something about you checked her profile and it's like a mother with
Sally.
Two kids and yeah, good old Sally.
Fuck, like what a name too. Like Sally just came at me and her profile bio was like, I have two beautiful girls. I'm like, well, okay, I'm just going to call my mum and get my mum to comment on your daughter's profiles and call them all these names and see how you like it, Sally.
Oh my God, Sally, what a bitch. But
I mean, but she's a minute. It's not like honestly. I didn't mean to offend anyone when I said it, but I didn't give a fuck because it's more like the middle-aged women that are annoyed at 25 good-looking girls.
Yes, but they're mothers. Shouldn't they be setting a good example for their children?
Exactly. Lead by example. And then they're following you, like where they're following us. And then they're like, I'm really disappointed in this photo. Well, fuck off. Don't follow me then. Don't
follow me then. Like, get off my profile.
Literally,
this morning I put something up on Insta and it was this dude that said, like, fuck gays. But it said, this person follows you. I'm like,
I know.
And we're obviously gay, sweetheart.
Yeah, and it's like, and we will be fucking. Thank you. Like, okay.
We love it.
When people say, like, I saw your thing the other day when someone was like, you guys shouldn't have children. I got that fucking angry in the comment back to you guys because I could not fathom that this person had said that to you guys. And you guys were like, really nice in your story about it.
Well, thank you so much for that, Erin, because you probably know what it's like. Sometimes you get in your head and you think everyone thinks like that, especially yeah. with a negative troll. So a positive message like that, it just makes us feel so good. But we want to know, we obviously are way too nice when it comes to trolls. And what would be your top tips of dealing with them? Like, what are we got to change to be on your level?
All right. Well, you need to start being a bit more, start swearing more. Do you know what you really need to do? You just need to name and shame them and don't worry about the backlash if they're going to start abusing you more, but because people will attack them for you. Fans will be like, this is not okay. Cause a lot of people don't see it happen because they don't see your comments.
Yeah.
So name and shame them and tag the shit out of them and watch them end up deleting their account.
Yeah, it's always the ones that DM you privately because they don't want to be shamed by all your followers, so they attack you on your DM saying, like,
yes,
you're disgusting faggots and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, please, have you seen your fashion sense? We are not disgusting. Like, it's obviously a lie.
Real quick, Erin, because we get it. It always happens to, we always happen to get trolled on the day we're having a really shit day, and it just, it brings you, like, fully ruins your day even more. It gets us both fuming, and it's just, we're just getting the worst headspace. So have people like you who message us like words of positivity and support.
Oh.
It just makes it all better. So we love that.
Oh, thank you. Well, I was going to say, if that ever happens, what you guys do is you two just look at their profile and troll them between each other. Yes. That's what I would do. I send screenshots into my group chat with my friends and we just troll the shit out of whoever calls me a bitch.
That's such a good idea. Yeah. That's such a good idea. We're definitely stealing that one.
Obviously, Erin, we're talking about like online trolls here, but do you get trolled in like real life ever? Do you have people that like come at you in real life?
Yeah, oh my God, no. If someone comes at you?
No, because it doesn't happen in real life. No one will come up to me and be like, oh my God, you've had so much plastic surgery and just walk away. Like, people don't do that.
Yeah, no way. So they don't. Pretty much all just online for you.
It's always online. Have you guys had people come to your face and say nasty things?
Nothing too hectic. We've definitely dealt with homophobia and stuff in real life and people
get
saying
over
sort
it.
Of
they
like,
need to get over it.
Yeah, exactly. It's 2020, like, move on. But we've had it in real life, not to the extent we get it online, but we've definitely dealt with trolls on your day-to-day sort of real life, which is sad. Yeah. But like we were saying before, it's usually like mothers or people with legit like professional jobs, you're like, this is so sad.
I know. And like, this is embarrassing. And I've actually gone to the extent before where this person was trolling me and then they tagged me on a photo trolling me on their business account. So I called their company and complained about her.
So you should though. Like, yeah. How dumb are these trolls?
I know. Like? So like, you want to get involved and like tear down me, I'll tear down your life. Do you know what I mean? Because it actually affects us. It affects us, but people don't understand. Like, we might come back at them and be all tough, but then it's like, if it's weeks and weeks of this person doing it, I think, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
Some people have said to us, get this, like, well, you guys put yourselves out there, so that's sort of what you should expect to get. Yeah. Like, well, hold on a second, that doesn't make it right. Like,
I know, 100%. And I mean, people say, well, you went on TV. It's like, yeah, okay, let me follow you around with the camera for 2 hours and I guarantee you your life is just as crazy as ours.
100%. Yeah. Well, we're going to play a game with you now, Erin.
Right.
We've named it Troll the Troll.
Yes.
Okay.
The whole idea behind this, we're going to give you 15 seconds. We're going to read a hate comment, a DM or something that we've received recently or since we come off the race, and you've got 15 seconds.
I'm so nervous.
To give it to your best trolling back.
Erin, want you to channel your inner
bitch.
Your inner
queen, I got it.
Your diva. Your inner diva, that's it. Your sassy, fierce diva. We're going to pick that out like hectic five.
Okay.
And because we're like just kicking off, when you get to your, like, when the 15 seconds is up, I'm just going to go, Out of time.
Because we're fancy with our podcast. we use our mouth as sound effects.
We have so much technology here, guys. It's really advanced.
It's 2020, bitch.
It couldn't be a better 2020 version.
And Erin, like, just like to preempt these. These are pretty gnarly. Like, we've been in tears some days over these. These have really struck a chord with us and
Okay, at the end of this,
we're going to try and use a voice that we think that the person sounds like too.
That's it. After this, actually send me their name and I'll troll them.
Okay, here we go. Number one, you ready? So I'll read it and then I'll say 3, 2, 1 and I'll start the timer. Okay, first one. Ew, gross. You're both disgusting and people like you should not be allowed on Instagram. Please fuck off. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1
I would be like, well, people like us should be on Instagram. I have a blue tick. And have you seen our abs?
Slay that in 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. 5 seconds. I didn't even have to do that with
You're better than we thought, Erin.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here's our next one. Ready?
All right.
You're both going to hell. God hates you. Unless you change, you'll burn for eternity.
3.
Oh, did you hear that? Was pretty good voice. God, really good.
That sounded like Sally. 3, 2, 1
We're just like, that's all right. I feel like hell's really hot and we'll just get a really hot tan there. See you there.
That's how it goes. We're like, we're going to hell. We're going to take the tanning oil and we're going to get like, real beautiful tans. Like,
and all our friends are going to be there with
I know. And I mean, come on. If you're trolling people online, you're not going to heaven, mate. God's not going to approve you.
But how good's that? God hates you. It's like, doesn't God love everyone? Like, correct me if I'm wrong.
I thought we are all God's children.
I know we're in the middle of a game here, but little side tangent. A lot of the time, the people that hate on us the most are the religious people. And it's like, aren't you supposed to be like preaching love, sweetheart?
I know, like just throw some holy water on them and move on.
Yes. That's a little extra burn.
Erin, this next one is gnarly. Like this was the wildest thing we ever got. Okay, here we go. This is number 3. Guys like you probably wait outside schools preying on children. People like you should be hung.
I'm sorry to laugh. I just feel like, are you kidding? People who write things like that should be hung.
Yes! Okay, I'm timing it. 3, 2, 1, go.
People like that should be hung. I'll turn around to him and be like, you need to be hung.
Yes. boom, boom, boom. Short but sweet. Hit him where it hurts.
And I mean, like, that's really detailed. Like, is he talking from experience? Does he do that?
Yeah, he would only know who's hanging around schools because he's there as well.
Yeah, like, how did you know I was there? Were you there? Please.
Actually, that particular comment came again from, like, a middle-aged woman with children.
And do you know what? I just feel like karma comes back. So wait till your kids are being bullied online about certain things and you think, shit, I really wish I didn't do that when I was that age.
That is so true. Like, surely these people, these lunatics, believe in karma or know about karma, you put this hate out there, you're going to get it back tenfold.
Oh, 100%. And especially when it comes to people talking about like being homophobic, whatever, like that really grinds my gears because I think this whole vote yes, no thing happened ages ago. We're all happy now. Why can't we live happily ever after?
Exactly.
And like, why is what you guys are doing affecting everyone else?
I know.
It's exactly. Like, literally. Two people in love are not hurting anyone else. I have this like saying, if you don't believe in gay marriage, don't marry a gay person. Yeah.
Exactly. And see, I've got heaps of gay friends too. And I've been around people that have like yelled at them terrible things. And I've just gone absolutely insane. Because I think, what do you get from that? Like, what do you get? Like, you get to go home and live your life. And we're going to go home and live our life. So go away.
We need to get you like a little you in like an earpiece or something so you can like tell us what to say and we'll just like rip into shreds. But surely the more love in this world is a positive thing. That's what we sort of like say to everyone.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, do you know what? You guys are setting a good example for the younger generation that are gay and are afraid to come out and say anything because you guys are so open and encouraging not to be afraid to speak up. And I love that.
Thank you so much, Erin.
We're both tearing up. That's so nice.
I really love it.
Anyway, back to the hate and troll.
I'll get my anger back.
Real quick, that just made my day, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, now let's be bitches.
All right, number 4. And you touched on this one before, so I think this one's going to be a really good reaction. Ready?
Okay.
Please don't ever have kids. You will deprive the child of a normal life. This is not normal, and it's abuse for a child to have gay parents.
Already. 3, 2, 1.
I would reply back with, I'm now planning on having 10 children and I'm going to make sure they go to the same school as your children and become best friends with your kids.
And make out with your child.
Yeah, and make out with your kids.
I literally think that's what we wrote back. We're like, well, we're going to have 100, so suck on that.
I know. Like, what the hell? It's child abuse. Okay.
Could you imagine? All right. It's such a warped perception. Like, it's mind-boggling, the mindset that these people are in. It's just sad, but.
Oh, it actually makes me laugh when I see, when you say this, I laugh because I just think, imagine, like, we can see who you are behind the computer. Like, we can name and shame you, darling.
Well, Erin, we have saved the best for last. So lucky last. All right. This one, wait till you hear this. This is, we nearly dropped our phone, ready?
But in the same way, I remember reading it out loud to Tim and we were just like cracking up laughing. They were trying to be offensive, but it's kind of not.
Oh, it's even worse when they don't spell correctly.
Yeah. And this guy, he's like censored himself. Like he's written swear words, but he's like put asterisks and stuff. And like, if you're going to be that hateful, like write the actual word, mate.
You know, it actually takes more effort to do that than spell the word.
Okay, here we go. This is it. Fucking disgusting. You're a pair of poo jabbing, shirt lifting, Nancy boy, bum fucking, dress wearing, dick sucking, ass eating poofs.
Okay.
That is iconic though. That is honestly iconic.
I have the best comeback.
Three. You go, girl. Don't hold back. 3, 2, 1.
I would turn around and be like, and you're telling me you've never licked ass? Please.
Save the best to last, Erin.
Oh, I'm putting that on a shirt.
Like, please, we've all done it. Yes. It's all asshole to me, so please.
Oh, you're lying to yourself when you say you haven't, honestly.
Exactly. So please, mate. Bye.
That is the best reaction we've ever had. That was so good. I'm glad you got as much laughter out of it as we did when we read that one.
God, because, I mean, like, the effort. And then, I mean, please, he's never done it. If he hasn't, you're missing out, mate.
Yes. The poo jabbing was what really got me.
If he inserted a poo emoji, I would have been in hysterical laughing.
Yes. I'm taking this on a different sort of an angle, a bit more of a positive angle. One thing that we do love about you too, Erin, is that I think it was even this morning, like when you do get love and really appreciation posts, people that say really nice stuff about you, you also highlight those people and really shine some positive light out there to these people. Yeah. And that's what we love to do. We're good at the positive side of it, but you also do that really well.
Oh, thank you. No, you guys are really good at the positive. Like, all your content is just like butterflies and rainbows and happy. And I just feel so happy when I'm on your page.
That's so good. And one more thing we love about you is sometimes on Insta, people can paint these gnarly lives of everything's perfect. But the thing we love about you is you don't hold back and you're just honest, real, genuine. And like when we're having a shit day and we're like, well, someone else is having a shit day, it almost makes you feel a bit better in that you're not surrounded by all these fake, phony, just perfect people, you know what I mean?
100% I know what you mean, especially when it's on Instagram. When you see I know it's bad, but when you see someone else suffering, you're kind of like, oh, me too.
Feel a bit better.
We'll be sliding into your DMs all the time, be like, oh my gosh, what do we say back to this?
Oh my God, please do. We should make a fake account and just attack them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Erin. We've had so much fun chatting with you and getting all your tips and your tricks on how to deal with trolls. We dead set, love you heaps. And thank you for helping inspire us to be a little bit more fierce and sassy when it comes to trolling.
Oh, I really appreciate being on here, guys. Thank you so much.
No worries. Well, if you don't already, make sure you go follow Erin on Instagram at erin.alisha, and that's A-L-Y-S-H-A.
Woohoo!
Thanks so much, Erin.
Bye.
See you, Queen.
Oh, my God, that's a wrap.
That was so much fun.
That was so good. I had a blast.
Yeah. You can catch up on everything The Real House Husbands on our Instagram page, and we will see you next week.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Rudd.
See you.
Bye, bye, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's time to go.
Thanks for listening to the Real House Husbands podcast.
Bye, pumpkin.
Keep up to date with @TimandRod on Instagram.
Doing what we love to do the most.
And subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.